Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Pam Sherman is our Suburban Outlaw here on Warm 101.3. Mother's Day is coming up.
What pressure. I was thinking about how much pressure there is on every Mother's Day for people to really do a good job for their mothers, right? You know, there's the getting dressed up and the kids looking good and going to brunch. And more often than not in my house, Mother's Day is a big, well, frankly, disappointment.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, my favorite Mother's Day, you know, it's always like, I don't want to actually be with my kids on Mother's Day. That's the day that I want to go to a spa, get away. I don't need to have brunch with you because that's just expensive breakfast someplace else. My favorite Mother's Day was the Mother's Day that my family completely forgot it was Mother's Day, got me nothing, didn't get a card. And it was the Sunday after my son's bar mitzvah, where I had worked for months to create this amazing day for him.
Totally stiffed you.
I sat there at 4 o'clock and the doorbell rang and they had all gone out, left me alone. And I was crying, you know, and they forgot me on Mother's Day. And my neighbor came by with flowers. I think she thought I was a crazy person. And from that day on, we started a tradition of giving each other flowers on Mother's Day. So I actually went out to buy cards from my old neighbors, and I'm going to drop them off in their mailboxes because I miss them so much. And, you know, that was, you know, your neighbors, the other mothers, yeah. I think, the ones who should celebrate each other. Yeah. Let's not put that pressure on our kids. It's not right. But what we should do is celebrate other mothers. Mm-hmm. And how they teach us to be good mothers.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.